I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to H Blues Word.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I will punch the hell out of you. Say something else.
You are now rocking with the best. Best, 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 best.
Good evening. I'm your host, Stacey Brewer, and you are listening to H Blues Word on Hampton Blue Radio on Blog Talk. It is Monday, July 1st, 2013. It's amazing how quick June went by. Time is flying. But if this is the first time you're listening to us, you can follow us on Twitter at Hampton Blue, no E on the blue. You can also like our page on Facebook.com/Hampton Blue. Again, no E on the blue, so that is BLU. Our show is also available on iTunes and the TuneIn Radio app. Simply search Hampton Blue Radio, and there we will be. Tonight, I will be reviewing the BET Awards 2013. It actually just ended maybe about 2 hours ago. For those of you in the West Coast, you're probably watching it right now. But before I start, check out this interview from the executive producer of the BET Awards. Really, he's also the president, I believe, of music programming for BET. His name is Stephen Hill. He recently did an interview with the Steve Harvey Show. Check out that interview.
The 13th annual BET Awards show is live this Sunday and this year. They create music as we do the intro. BET has created the BET Experience, which is a week-long series of events. Our special guest is BET's president of music programming and specials. He's joining us this morning to tell us about the show, and he already knows that we are celebrating all morning and all day Charlie Wilson Day.
Woo-hoo!
Put your hands together, our special guest, Mr. Stephen Hill.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's up, Stephen?
Carla, thank you very much. Thanks very much for having me on the show. I am so glad to be, and I'm in the same room with Charlie Wilson. I'm in the same room. He's on stage with some glittery hat and sliding across and making himself look 37 years younger.
Let's jump it out. Hey, Steven, check it out, man. We already know Uncle Charlie is receiving the BET Lifetime Achievement Award. What's the selection process for an honor like this? How did you go about that?
You know what? We find the people who have really stood the test of time, who have really meant something to black music over the years. And there's no one more fitting to get this than Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson, the great thing about Charlie Wilson, I say it sounds weird saying that with him right in front of me, but Charlie, it's weird saying it right in front of me when you know years ago in college I spent all of my discretionary income going to see the Gap Band and Charlie sing and hearing that voice, you know, from the 3700th row in the back of the Providence City Center when I'm in college. So to be able to say this to you in person, that your voice is through the test of time, but it's not just your voice, it's your mentorship to the young folks who are coming up now, right? The people who call you Uncle Charlie, the people who revere your voice and what you brought to the game, is mind blowing. You know, with Snoop, Pharrell, Justin Timberlake, Jaheim, you've heard from people today,
Kanye.
Kim, all these folks who really understand that, like, your voice really represents and exudes true, pure soul music.
Wow.
And so that's it. The selection process was like, hey, Charlie Wilson.
No brainer.
That was pretty much the selection process for us at BET.
Wow. Incredible. Yeah.
And so you see the lineup. I can't really give away what we've got.
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie talked about being, you know, I'm going to shoo him off the stage because he's going to be eight minutes. The only reason I would shoo him off the stage, I'm like, no, we got to get to the music, Charlie. Now, here's the part where people want to see what people are going to sing for you and what you're going to sing yourself.
Yeah.
And I tell you, on Sunday, BET Awards, 8 p.m.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Woo! I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Steve, let me ask you this, man, because I love watching when people come out and pay tribute. How do you choose these people? How do you choose the artists that are going to actually come out and sing Uncle Charlie's song?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So we really try to match the I'm a music head. Like, I love music and love people's voices and matching people's voices with the sound of songs when we do this. And on this one, we did the same thing. We listened to Charlie Wilson songs and just listened to Gap Band songs and thought, okay, this person will work. And then you want to throw a left turn in there, so you have a little left turn in there of somebody you wouldn't expect sing a Charlie Wilson song. Mm-hmm. And on this one, more than any other ones, We had people come to us saying, look, I want to do Charlie Wolf. I want to do Charlie
Wolf. Okay.
And I won't give it away. But there's a combination of people, and we're doing this differently than we've ever done it in our 13 years for Charlie Wilson.
Wow.
It's been that special. It is. By the way, Charlie has an R&B version of that song. I just want to point that out to you.
Yeah.
Charlie
got
an R&B version. Yes, you're
right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Uncle Charlie, you got your buddy Stephen Hill with you, man.
Yeah, that's right. He's sitting right here next to me, man. It's like, that's, you know, that make me feel more comfortable, more, you know, it's like, it's an honor to have him here. He's like my little brother, you know. So he's like, man, hey, trust me when I tell you, this dude here got it going on. It's to tackle and fight a network, to fight for your network all day, every day, you know, year after year after year after year. That's a challenge. Then to be the number one in the nation, you see what I'm saying? That's an incredible task. I mean, you got to run this thing.
Well, the great thing is we get to, you know, honestly, we get to depend on great talent like you.
Yeah,
right?
That's incredible.
Especially when you do the award show.
Yes.
Do the award shows. We really depend on the great talent that's out there that comes together. And we get to do this once a year.
Yeah.
And this one is this Sunday. Sunday at 8 p.m.
Yes. So that was a quick interview with Stephen Hill. And as you heard, Uncle Charlie Wilson was on the air with him. And, I have to say, the highlight for me when it comes to the BET Awards was Charlie Wilson, a.k.a. Uncle Charlie. My Facebook was on fire with young and old speaking on his performance. He is truly a timeless act. And Steve Harvey said it best. Charlie Wilson was not afraid to reinvent himself. He teamed up with younger acts like Snoop Dogg, Justin Timberlake, and Pharrell around 2004, 2005, and had hits for the new generation. And all three of his nephews, if you will, joined him on the stage last night at the BET Awards 2013. And his voice is just so unreal. A listener stated on my Facebook, it's golden. Stevie Wonder did a great job with one of my favorite songs by the Gap Band, the former group, with Charlie Wilson. The song is called Burning Rubber. The lyrics to me are the best. The melody, everything about the song gives me life. So congrats to Uncle Charlie. I definitely want to see you in concert. I know you have overcome so much in your life, and you definitely deserve the honor you received tonight. Looks like I have a caller who wants to comment on real quickly about the BET Awards. Caller? 703?
Oh, I am just ecstatic on seeing Charlie Wilson. He was off the page. And
yes, he was.
Is transgenerational in sense that he can get, he found the formula for bridging the gap between the baby boomers, which I think he is a part of, and the millennials. He, and anyone who has seen his show, I haven't seen his show since he has had his comeback. All of the friends of mine in the baby boomer generation have said he's off the chain. And this presentation tonight was indicative of what they have said. And I was so proud to see that he's overcome his adversities. He's back. He understands how to gravitate to the younger generation to the point they're calling him uncle. And that is a term of reverence. And I am so happy. And I think he is just timeless. And I just
He really is. And he was born in 1953, and he was still moving it.
Oh yeah, he was on tune. He was great. He was holding the mic to make sure he got it. And I just wish Michael Jackson was here to be with him. And I think Charlie was fantastic, and I'm so glad that you are reviewing him tonight.
Yes, I mean, he definitely, I was up on my feet. I was so, I mean, his music is, like you say, it's just timeless. It's wonderful.
And I know that you are not part of the baby boomer generation, and you enjoy his music. So this is indicative of his power. And I hope he understands that.
Well, he definitely saw something tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's transgenerational. So
is Michael Jackson, and I have to say even Ron Isley, he had some hits in the early
2000s. Yeah, Ron Isley, well, and they flashed him on the show. And
exactly.
I guess he should have been up there too. But his time will come. If he has not received an award, he will come, because we've enjoyed the Isleys, and I think the millenniums have also enjoyed him as well.
Well, absolutely, and he has received his lifetime, I think, a few times actually. So yeah, so he's good.
He's good to go.
Yes.
But I enjoyed the show. I'm enjoying the CD of listening to the Gap Band. And I am so happy for Charlie Wilson.
Yes, me too. So any other highlights during the show?
Well, I see the entire show. I just watched that.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, hey, that's the beauty of television these days. You can just watch if you like.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your comments. Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you. But yes, caller, just so you know, I am going to play a special tribute for Charlie Wilson that I'm sure you will like. It's a live medley of his hits with the Gap Band. Now, Chris Brown, I felt, opened the show well. We know he is known as the new bad boy of R&B and all that. But I do believe Chris Brown is talented and actually has a good heart at his core. We need to let this young man move forward to continue to be himself, his best self. And as for his performance, I love the duet with Aaliyah. I always feel sad about Aaliyah. As we all know, she tragically died in, I believe it was 2011. She's of my generation. I think she was just maybe a year or two older than me. So it was sad when she died, but I'm happy to see Chris Brown and others continue to allow her to shine even years later. So it was great to see that. But yes, Chris Brown did a good job. Now let's talk about the other Chris Tucker. I love Chris Tucker. He is a comedic legend, but he had a rough night, in my opinion. The highlight for him was when he was speaking on Michael Jackson. If you remember Chris Tucker, when he first started his comedy career, he always did a Michael Jackson impression. He actually became famous for that, to the point where Michael even invited him to work on one of his music videos. And, of course, they became good friends. So I definitely enjoyed that segment where Chris Tucker was talking about Michael and how he was just a regular guy. I guess you could say in some ways, kind of hard to be regular and a superstar, but pretty much how Michael appreciated all music and artists. Chris even sang Human Nature, of course, in a funny way, but it was cute and fun. As for the other performances, other highlights for me were the reggae tributes, as many of my fellow Hampton alums were saying on my timeline. It definitely brought me back to some of our union jams. Also, I'd like Janelle Monáe and Erykah Badu, Soul Sisters, if you will, as you could see, as you could see them singing and speaking the truth. And that brings me to another point. This year, what I truly loved about the award show was it was not a just solely hip-hop. It was a good balance of R&B, hip-hop, and the old school. I mean, R. Kelly, the genius he is, came out as only R. Kelly could, or could do, with a choir singing one of his songs about infidelity. You know, that's a R. Kelly thing. The man is a genius and actually one of my inspirations when it comes to his music. I know his personal life makes him hard to like, but We won't go there tonight, but hey, gotta love his music. Nicki Minaj, I enjoyed her guest spots. Whether people love her or hate her, she definitely brings excitement to hip hop. So, also, I love BET or how BET incorporated the upcoming films that are being released. So many quality African American films, actually. Fruitvale Station, The Butler, Think Like a Man 2, and the sequel to The Best Man called Best Man Holiday. A lot of us can't wait for that. So, yes, overall, I love this year's award show. I do feel they could work on the pre-show a bit. They could get better performers, perhaps, but I know many of them are just up and coming, but that is where they could show more variety, perhaps incorporate some of the Music Matters talent inside the pre-show instead of just solely, it seemed like it was just mainly hip-hop, you know, but, you know, they could have had Austin Brown. He could have gotten some light, you know, during the pre-show. Austin, by the way, is a part of the Jackson family, nephew to Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, all of the Jackson siblings, but his mother is Rebe Jackson. And he definitely has talent. They showed him a little bit in between during the actual show, which is cool, but, you know, they could have given him a full song. So, yes, overall, I give this BET Award a 4 out of 5. I actually had many moments of excitement, definitely worth a DVR to watch again, and, again, particularly love the Charlie Wilson segment. Be sure to check out Hollywood and Friends BET special that aired last night, June 30th. It is located in our on-demand section on Blog Talk, on our Blog Talk page, blogtalkradio.com/HamptonBlue. Also, be sure to check out Coach Jessica Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern as she gives you advice on relationships, career, and parenting. She is a licensed psychotherapist and can definitely help you out with any troubles you may have. Her first show aired last Thursday, and you can check her out also on our on-demand section. I will be back Friday, July 5th. I was supposed to give you a review of Bling Ring tonight, but I will do that Friday and also speak on an update regarding Paula Deen. More corporations have dropped her, and a Trayvon Martin case. And again, be sure to check out Hollywood and Friends every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And as promised, we leave you with some inspirational words. Just got an email from Tyler Perry, not personally. He just sends it out to all his fans. And as always, he inspires. Here is his latest. He titles it, "I Used to Be Afraid to Open My Kitchen Cabinet." He states, "I have lived in this house for almost 7 years, and today it hit me. I mean, this blew my mind. I went to my kitchen cabinet today, got a glass, poured some water in it, and drank it. I realized in that moment that I am no longer afraid to open my kitchen cabinet. It brought tears to my eyes. Okay, before you think I'm crazy, let me tell you why. When I was a little boy, I wouldn't dare take a glass out of the cabinet and drink from it without washing it first. The roaches had crawled all over them, and the rats would leave droppings all around them. It was bad. I hated going into our kitchen, especially at night. It was scary. When I turned on the light, there was no telling what I would see. Rats bigger than shoes, roaches everywhere. I remember being afraid to open the kitchen drawers because mice would jump out and run, and we really tried to keep it clean. So, you know, from a boy to a man, I carry some of that fear with me. So to think I have been taking glasses out of these cabinets for years and opening my kitchen drawers without fear is a blessing. Being able to turn the lights on in the kitchen at night and not be ready to run, I'm telling you, God is good. Now, I know some of y'all are not going to be able to appreciate this, but to all of us who came from it, you know what I'm talking about. And to all of y'all who don't get it, I thank God you didn't grow up that way. And to the ones who may still be there right now, I'm going to tell you what I know to be true. Through faith, anything is possible. You can go as high as you want in this life. What God has done for me and so many others, he can do for you. Only believe, God bless you. Yes, indeed, go for your dreams, don't look back, only look at what is around you and push forward. So thank you, Tyler Perry. I will leave you with one of my favorite songs, or some of my favorite songs, sorry, from the Gap Band, because, you know, I'm just feeling that way tonight. So check out this live medley of some of the Gap Band's hits at Sinbad's Music Festival in St. Thomas in 1999, actually, including my faves, Burning Rubber and Outstanding. Congrats again to Charlie Wilson on your Life Achievement Award. Until next time, peace.
So I want y'all to put your hands together and give it up for the Gap Band.
came to party with the Gap Band tonight? I just want to know that question. I said, how many of y'all came to party with the Gap Band tonight? Why you wanna hit me?
Just because you're not for me. Why you wanna hurt me? Just because you're not for me. Yeah. Why you wanna hurt me?
I never ever had enough of the fight with the man that burned a runner on me, Charlie.
Everybody,
Can y'all know the song? Y'all help me sing this song tonight. Sing it, y'all.
Thank you.
Jesus, St. Thomas the Virgin Islands! It's the St. Thomas the Virgin Islands! Come on, the tree!
Now that's the most of Homer right there, baby.